Today I'm talking about a tool. The tool name is NTOP-NG. Why NG? NG stands for Next Generation. NTOP was the original NTOP was created in 1998, so it was really a long time ago. And the original idea for that time was, I think, pretty new. It was web-based. It was an application that did not require any special operating system or any special GUI toolkit, no X11, no Qt, nothing like that. And it is an application that is collecting traffic, capturing traffic from a network interface, and representing it through a web browser. So in essence, imagine it is like an Apache web server with an integrated analysis tool. And NTOP, you know, at the time was running also on phones, not for sure on iPhones, but it was a modern tool in a way for that time. It was divided in a few layers. So we have the packet sniffer at the bottom, then we have the traffic analysis at the center, and then we have the web GUI on top coded in C. This software has been used for a while, but it was obsoleted. So then we decided to go through another iteration to start everything from scratch. Why NTOP-NG? NTOP-NG is an application that is still necessary today because most of the time people are focusing on alerts, are focusing on device management, are focusing on users. And they are somehow there are not too many tools that are analyzing network traffic. So we have decided to record it from scratch, this time in C++, and to make it modern. Modern means that it has to be fast, it has to be extensible, it has to handle hundreds of thousands of hosts on a standard PC. And modern means that the web GUI this time must be something fresh, something like HTML5, something very dynamic. So we basically move some of the logic from the software as it was before to the web browser. So the web browser is through JSON, through AJAX, is fetching data. And the web GUI this time is coded in Lua. This way we have a clean API between the web representation and the engine. The engine is, like I said, it's coded in C++. It has some basic concept. The first unit is the network device. So it means that packets are coming from a specific network device. And NTOP-NG can handle multiple of them all at the same time. If you have time to read the paper, you will see that the performance is pretty good on modern computers. NTOP develops also other software for accelerating packet capture. I invite you to come to the mini tutorial on Friday, where I will explain this more in detail. But just to give you an idea, with a modern server with just one CPU, it is possible using average size packets to handle 10 gigabits per second with NTOP-NG and this open source software. So in essence, it is pretty efficient even today. And being only software, it means you can run it on a physical PC or on the cloud. On top of the network device, there are two things. One is the flow. That means a connection between two hosts that share the same IP source, IP destination, port source, port destination, and protocol. And then we have the host that somehow contains the information that was previously divided into flows. Because NTOP-NG keeps all this in memory, we cannot keep all the information forever. So it means that we have a life cycle. So it means that whenever we have some hosts that are not active for a while on a flow that is completed, these ones are removed from memory and they are saved into a Redis database that is a cache, used as a cache by NTOP-NG just for future use. So in case somebody is not making traffic for a while and then resume making traffic, we don't start the statistic from zero, but we resume from that. So very briefly, a packet is captured, a packet is decoded, and then this packet is used to enrich the representation of the network in memory. There is no configuration with NTOP-NG, so whatever it comes, it just goes in memory, and a new host is added, a new flow is added. And then the traffic is analyzed. Because we are living in 2014, we have said to ourselves, we cannot continue to work with protocol and port and IPs. We need something extra. And we believe that DPI is an interesting thing to have. Unfortunately, most of the tools that are available of the libraries are protected. So you must sign an NDA, you must pay a real lot of money both for the tool and for maintenance. So therefore, we said to ourselves, it is time to develop something on this field too, something open source, I mean, that we can use to more precisely identify the traffic and extract selected metadata. What does that mean? It means that, for instance, we want to know the URL, we want to know the DNS name that we are trying to resolve, these kind of things. We don't want to spy people at all. And we see a value in this kind of toolkit being open, because first of all, we are able to support all the protocols we want, and whenever there is a new protocol, we simply add it, either ourselves or a contributor, so that there is nothing legal to be signed in order to do that. So therefore, the library is always up-to-date. And two, with this library, it is possible to extend it also for specific countries. So for instance, coming from Italy, in there we have some specific protocol for watching video on handheld devices. So we are supporting that. So it's possible to do all these kind of things. So NTOPNG capitalizes on that. NTOPNG tries to dissect the packets and represent them through a web GUI. As you can see, unfortunately, it's not really focused. For each host, we have, for instance, a representation of the protocols, and we also have on the right a representation of the nature of the protocol, whether this traffic is acceptable, it is safe, or it is unsafe, just to give a further characterization of the traffic made by a certain host. And NTOPNG can work also as a collector, so we can receive flows coming from an S-flow, a NetFlow device. But contrary to what we have done in the past, we have decided that we have to be modern. Modern for us means that we should forget this, let's say, old-fashioned format of NetFlow and use something like JSON. JSON is important because it allows us to send this data also to remote consumers, such as Elasticsearch, for instance, or such as the cloud. Most of the modern NoSQL databases are using that. So we see a value in doing that. And everything inside NTOPNG is JSON. And also, we have added the possibility of matching traffic with processes through Sysdig, that is a kernel module for Linux released some months ago, an open source module. It is possible to combine this information. So therefore, with NTOPNG, we can say this traffic has been made by this host over this port and is generated by this application. So I can exactly say Apache has done that. And more than that, we can also see what this process was doing while serving this request. For instance, the memory being used, the I/O that the process made, the CPU load caused by this particular process while serving this request. Of course, we have to be integrated with modern things such as Docker. So you can download either NTOPNG as a package or you can run it as a Docker container and on OpenStack. So you can deploy it on your favorite OpenStack container. The last thing before concluding is the following. We believe in open source, and we believe in software that is cheap or at no cost. And we believe that we need some very small devices, because one part of the thing is the cloud, but there are still people that need the physical devices. So we are trying to find out companies, and this one is one of those that we are working with, that are able to create very cheap devices with two Ethernet interfaces that can be used either inline or for monitoring. So we'll soon launch, this company will launch a Kickstarter campaign for doing that, and we hope that very soon, next year, it's possible to deploy very tiny devices at very low cost in your network and collect this data through NTOPNG using this web GUI. So NTOPNG is available from ntop.org. It's a GPL3 software. It runs on commodity hardware, on ARM, Intel, Mac, Windows. So, in essence, you are free to use it and to deploy it in your environment. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks. Question and a comment. Question is, you mentioned that NTOP, some part of NTOP is now able to send its data via JSON to Elasticsearch. I'm just wondering what part of NTOP that was, because I realize it's modularized now.
Yeah, JSON is part of NTOP, so it means that not only this can happen, but you can also create a hierarchy of devices. You can say these two NTOPs are reporting data to a central NTOP. So this means that whenever there is a flow, okay, are you talking about NetFlow? Yeah, mm-hmm. This one has to be converted into JSON. This is a task done by another application called mProbe, yet another open source network probe we have developed.
Okay, and I just wanted to thank you. My first win, really big win in this industry, was a very small shop. We had an okay internet connection. It was constantly saturated. And I Googled around, I figured out what a spam port was. I found Intop because it was the only thing with a GUI. And I found one guy that was eating up all of our bandwidth using that. And after he got canned, things got a lot better. So I wanted to thank you for helping me out.
You're welcome.